outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hey, welcome back to Sound Sessions. Kevin, you know, the holidays are coming up, and I know our listeners might be scrambling a little bit to find what they're doing for the holidays. I mean, some people go to see their family. What do you do, my friend?
It's going to be busy. It's going to be a busy whirlwind. I'm going to be all over the suburbs and the city. But in my mind, a lot of people view Chicago kind of as a summer city.
Mm-hmm.
But
absolutely,
I don't think you can discredit it as a winter city. There's plenty to do.
I totally agree, and I thought we'd bring on our expert. We got the GM of Skydeck Chicago, Randy Stancic. What's going on, Randy? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much. It's a beautiful day from the top of Willis Tower.
What a great view, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's great, especially when it's a little bit cooler out because the views go a little bit farther. It's crisper. You pick up the details. We picked up Oak Brook earlier. We
no
had
kidding.
Michigan across the lake. And you don't notice that a lot in the summertime. Maybe it's the summer glare a little bit. But you really, it's just beautiful. Everything's a little bit dusted with snow, which we'd probably prefer wouldn't be here. But it's really pretty when you look at it across the lake as well.
That is fantastic. You know, we were saying before that it's kind of like a rite of passage to go to the Willis Tower and go to the sky deck and see what's going on. I know it's hard to say that we want to see the Sears so bad. It's ingrained in our hearts. But is this, like, are you seeing a lot of tour groups still come through in the winter time?
Yeah, we just put up record October, November. People are coming through. You'll see a lot of people come through over the holidays. It's an annual trip for a lot of people. And a little bit about the point of, it used to be a rite of passage, but we put about $7.5 million in 2009, including the ledge, the glass floor balconies that are 103 floors over the Wacker Drive, the Chicago River. And we really created not just the views up to four states and 50 miles, but we gave you an opportunity to kind of step out of the perfectly fine skyscraper and let your knees shake a little bit. And we put all that together, we add some nice programming, and it really becomes a destination for not just people from out of town, but a lot of locals that will take the trains in for the day trip, find other things to bounce around. People aren't necessarily afraid of the cold. I think they're afraid of boredom more than anything else
sure.
in the wintertime.
Sure. Well, you mentioned destination. Let's kind of talk about that mm-hmm. a little bit, whether it be, like you said, over at Skydeck Chicago or some other things. What are some good destinations or good events that people can kind of come to the city and check out?
You know, there's some really great things happening, and it's easy to assume that everybody knows about them when you're in the tourism world. But when you break it down and you look at Christmas Kindle Market over at Daly Plaza,
yeah.
and it's hard to explain. It's like, okay, it looks like a bunch of little tents. You drive by, it's kind of neat, a Bavarian hut, too. They'll have nice German-style drinks in there mm-hmm. for the adults. They'll have hot chocolate for the kids. But the nice thing about it is that if you go and you look at, I went there last year looking for an ornament or something unique for my wife. It was made in Germany. The guy behind the counter is speaking German. It's
yeah.
not just somebody selling something outside Union Station. It's really kind of a neat thing to see the craftsmanship. And then I'm always looking, especially with my family, I'm always looking for places where I can kind of escape and have that, it's a wonderful, you know, it's a wonderful life moment,
yeah.
you know, that Christmas experience. And this is kind of a nice way to escape, and it's pretty easy to get to by taking the trains down,
Absolutely.
Plenty of parking in the area. And I think that's overlooked a lot. That's one of my favorites.
You know, Randy, I was actually there last night, the coolest thing, I've go every year, and I didn't realize this, there's actually a little hut set up that's all imported chocolates and candies and snacks, and I went and got the imported straight from Germany, because you can't get these at any candy store, the Haribo gummy bears
oh,
and all
man.
That. And the actual formula made in Germany are just so much better.
Yeah, and you put them in the microwave for about 5 seconds, and they're even better.
No kidding, I've never done that.
Soften them up. If they get too hard or they get a little stale, they're as good as new.
Isn't it true that they have, like, extra sugar in those candies?
Something like that.
Yeah, I know that.
The formula's different, there's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the cool thing about that, too, it's you don't really experience it. No one experiences it kind of the same way, to be honest. Like, when I went there as well a few weeks ago with my mom, she was floored by this place. For one, she was really into the cuckoo clocks that they have there.
They're beautiful.
Because you just see this like wall of just handmade cuckoo clocks that were, you know, a little bit out of my price range, but at the same time, it was gorgeous to watch. And we were sipping those traditional cups that they give you
with
the hot
the glühwein or the
cocoa.
Okay.
Did they have the boots too?
You know, I didn't see the boot, but they did have they had the traditional like snowman kind of look, but I remember the boot and seeing everyone have the boot. And what's the deal? Is it still there, or are they moving on to some new decorations?
I will have to get back to you when I go over this weekend.
But the cool thing about that, it's a great place to be and to just mingle with people, and that smell is so wonderful. And,
oh, yeah.
And it's a great thing. How about some other stops in downtown Chicago? Where should we be going to?
I love Maggie Daly's ice rink. I don't know if you've been down there yet. Maggie Daly Park next to Millennium Park. Everybody knows, everybody knows about the skating rink right outside Park Grill. Mm-hmm. It's pretty neat. Rent some skates. You can do the laps. It's kind of that New York, you know, Rockefeller Center type of feel. But if you just go about another block over, you have the ice skating ribbon, and that's on a 3-degree incline, and it's actually designed as a path. So you're going around, it's about twice the lap of a regular skating rink, and you're actually going through kind of, I don't want to say like you're skating like you're in Europe through a little area, but it was very well designed, and for $12 or $14 to rent a pair of skates, it's a pretty neat thing to do.
You know, that's another thing that's been on my list to come and check out. I love to ice skate. I try to do it every year, but we have not made it out to the Maggie Daly ribbon yet. And I've driven past it. It looks remarkable, absolutely.
Kevin, you're a big hockey fan, too.
I know.
I can't believe you've done that.
I got to get out there and do it. I got to sharpen my skates.
Absolutely. And, you know, all of our listeners who are tuning in right now, call us and let us know what you have going on with the holiday season. We'd love to hear about it. And just to go back to Maggie Daly Park, I went there the first time last year, and it was phenomenal. I mean, the thing is, the skates aren't too expensive.
Sure.
You can go and check it out, and there's always at least one kid that is just kicking your butt.
Of course.
Like flying by you in Blackhawk wear.
As long as it's not someone way older than you, you're okay. Let the kid go, but when you see someone in their 90s go by, you're all right, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's a terrific thing, and we actually have a great view of that from the sky deck, and it's kind of neat to see. It looks like little ants going around, a little white path, and you can usually get a nice flavor for it, and I'm always biased because we love what we've got going here at the sky deck. It's a great place to go. As I mentioned, very experiential. We changed the place since a lot of locals have come back. We do a nice business with locals, but for the 7.5 million people in the region, we know that they can come any day. You know, I'll get there tomorrow. Next thing you know, you're 5 years older.
Yeah.
So what we tried to do is we were going to do a traditional Santa display. We really looked at doing it. The malls do that really well. We bring in Santa. Santa bounces around on the ledge. He bounces in front of different photos, and there's no set backdrop. This is kind of the thing where if you want Santa to, you want to pick Santa up and carry Santa, if you could lift him, you get a great photo. So it's a creative way to take pictures in a modern world without standing in line and, you know, waiting, you know, and paying a $50 photo package.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the intention. The intention is to kind of have a little bit of fun while you're here at the Sky Deck. And we tested it last year, and it turned out to be such a great push. We're actually going to do it between December 17th and the 24th, the week leading up to Christmas, between noon and 5. Santa will be bouncing around the 103rd floor. It's just a fun, quirky type thing that really speaks to our audience.
I really like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. And this is the Selfie Santa promotion that they have going on from the 17th through 24th, so be sure to check that out. Now, we were also researching a little bit, and we saw this really amazing thing that kind of struck our attention. It was the Pie in the Sky Chicago. Now, what's this story?
Well, we thought, if you've ever been, you know, as a kid at Disney and you had the character breakfast, you might or seen the characters anywhere, or Disney on Ice, and being able to see or get your photo taken with the character, we thought that really stands out. What can we do here that could be a nice Chicago spin on that? So while we'll have plenty of people come through during the day, at nighttime, after we close, we'll only sell about 4 to 9 seatings per night, and this is a 3-course pie-in-the-sky package, 3-course Giordano's pizza package, salad, pizza, soft drinks, dessert, all included for $100 per person. And again, the intention isn't, you know, we're not a restaurant. We're not going to sell out a whole bunch of things. But oftentimes we might have 3 or 4 tables up there after we close. And for $200, the most unromantic guy can look like Romeo.
Wow.
Extraordinaire.
That's what I need.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, and hopefully your significant other's not listening, because this is really an easy way to do it. You know, we meet you at the base of the building, we walk you upstairs, we have a table reserved for you. We used to put them right on the ledge, but we learned quickly people don't want to eat on a glass floor.
Ooh, no thanks.
The highest observation deck in the United States. So we backed that up a little bit, and this has been a great success for us. You know, we won't oversell this. This is just kind of that party that you get to go to as in a museum after hours, but there's only a handful of people. and it's very affordable. And we do it not necessarily to profit. We do this because we can have people talking about us on the street. They did something cool. I look at how I consider myself an experience chaser. I'm always looking for those different type of twists, the micro experiences. And we've done that, and it's been very successful. We think it's a great time for people who don't know what to get somebody, and they don't have time to go out shop. They simply give us a call. We can crank out a gift certificate, email it out. We can take the credit card over the phone, and you have a pretty nice gift for something that looks like you really thought it out.
That sounds really, really incredible. I'm actually behind on my shopping, so I might be giving you a call one of these days.
Yeah, you can look like a stud, and I love
that.
No work going into it.
Now, Randy, I guess just to kind of wrap things up here, if there's just one thing that you had to do, you got family coming to town, where are you taking them?
You know, I love a couple of things, you know, and it'd probably be a tie. I love going either to Lincoln Park Zoo or Brookfield Zoo to see the lights at night. I think that's
great
just
tip.
A nice way to get lost. You know, kind of like Christmas Kindle Market, you slow down. You just let the season come over you.
Yeah.
We're all running a million different directions. You know, so many people have forced the season on you for how many years. Let the season come to you a little bit. So that's probably my favorite. And then if the weather's really bad, I love what they've done up in Rosemont, the Frozemont, with all the different,
sure, mm-hmm,
you know, bars, restaurants, premium outlets, ice skating outside. They've done that very well. So I'd put it down to one of those two categories.
That's great. You know, everyone out there, have a great, great holiday here in Chicago. Randy is our expert here on Chicago's rich history. He knows things like the Shedd Aquarium, Wrigley Field, Cloudgate, Millennium Park. I'm going to be taking selfies with Santa, eating pie in the sky.
All right.
Randy, thank you so much for joining us today on Sound Sessions.
Thank you, guys. It's been a lot of fun.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.